Brace yourselves. The pumpkin spice is coming. This is the Perfect Pour.
Matt's got to brace himself. I'm okay.
You're good. Put on some pumpkin spice brown ale.
I'll try one. I'll do Quite one. Patient. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show for people that like the beer, the craft beer. They like to have fun. Yeah. Just hang out with people and drink beer.
What about the indie beer?
Indie beer? Yeah, we're big supporters of independent brewing. I am Mikey.
I am the new.
I'm Matt.
Thought we lost it. Had all kinds of technical difficulties during the tailgate. So I was like, ah, crap. Here we go again.
That was mean.
I lost. You guys are so mean. Playing that. Damn brothers. Whoever said working with brothers was cool. I don't know what they were talking about. For the next hour, 2 hours, we're going to be hanging out with you and talk about the beers we drank last weekend, some beers we're looking forward to, looking out for, and the listeners are going to call us and tell us what's going on in their beer world, and all that in there, and there, and then some. For the show,
maybe.
For the show, we were tailgating, and mostly it was me frantically trying to fix a problem that I probably created with the board. But other than that, I was drinking a Dust Bowl Dirty 30s Pale Ale grocery store beer 6-pack. It was, I've gotten pretty, I just won't buy anything past 4 or 5 weeks anymore at this point, as far as IPAs go. And this was, and this, even though this is a pale, but this was canned only a few weeks ago, so I was surprised and got a little 6-pack of it. It's a nice, clean, pale ale. Had it on the show before. That's what I'm still drinking, and then I have my 5,000th untapped check-in. We'll be here.
Yes, on deck.
Is on deck. Matt, welcome back. What are you drinking?
There does not exist boys were in town or are in town or were in town because today's Friday. So I'm drinking an IPA from them. Went to Spokeasy where they had a tap takeover.
Tap takeovers are back.
I have a pale ale from them coming up for my next beer.
All right. That is a good stuff. There's that new, I think it's a new pale. Might be in my Bincots, but it's really good. I got
one. Yeah. Might be.
What do you got there, Nick?
I'm tailgating into the beginning of the show with a beer from Tilted Mash, Frontline Hollywood. It's a Simcoe Pale Ale.
Where did that come from?
Maybe Wazoo. It's a NorCal brewery. They're from Elk
Probably
Grove.
Wazoo. It's all right.
It was surprisingly better than all right. I haven't had just a pure Simcoe beer in a while. I forget how metallic that hop is. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Sure. Keeps the bitterness on point. But I wonder how good this was fresh because I let it sit for a while. This is back from 2/2/21.
Yeah. That's a little bit of sitting.
Yeah. A little bit of sit.
You're clearing out some stuff then.
Yeah, I hit the bottom of the barrel. I drank all my good beer over the weekend. Did not get any show beers.
Stupid weekend, Nick.
That's the bottom of the keg.
That's the bottom of the keg.
So I will be drinking some very interesting choices tonight.
It always gets interesting when your fridge is empty.
Trying to avoid the peach sour, but we might end up there sometime.
Oh, no. Wow. You know you're bad off. I know there's a lime Kolsch that I think Wazoo donated to the show. I don't know if I'm going to get to that or not.
It's coming up.
Yeah, coming up. Possibly that. Lime Kolsch, everyone. Lime Kolsch.
The garage fridge would be perfect for a couple of bottle shares. Everybody can try some stuff, but I'd open the door and go, not tonight.
Not tonight. They'll be a much more desperate night than tonight.
Tonight is not that night. But soon.
All right, we're just settling in here. Since Mac had the week off last week, let's just throw Matt under the bus here and see what he has.
Oh, poor man.
So apparently, I was one of the lucky ones or unlucky ones, depending how you look at it. But I got some Untappd notifications and I went to check on them and I was met with a login screen. I was like, dang it. It was like, I don't want to try to remember my password. What's wrong with this? Well, I was able to log in without having to do one of those, you know, click on all the photos that have a fence post things, thankfully.
Yeah.
And
like, is that tiny corner of that fence post in that one corner? Is that count?
So I made it through that, and I was met with dark mode and a complete different UI. I don't know how it looks clean, but I don't know. It's definitely different. So
it's different. Yeah. I did figure out why dark mode wasn't showing up for everyone. It wasn't showing up for me. I was like, I don't have any dark mode options. It's because you got to start with your phone's settings first. It doesn't automatically do dark mode. So you have to go in. For iPhone users, I don't know what non-iPhone users can do. But if you don't have dark mode on, then you got to go into your settings and then go to the control center first. And then include dark mode in your controls. And then go to your display and brightness and then choose dark mode. And then you can go into Untap and it'll be dark mode. So it's not something you change in when you're inside the app. It's something you change within your phone settings. And then you'll be able to see dark mode.
Well, I guess step one would be to upgrade beyond version 12.
Yeah, I think it's like 13.2 or something like that. 13.1.
There you go. I will not be dark moding with you guys.
Oh. I don't usually use dark mode, so.
Version 12.1.3, holding strong.
Maybe it's easier on the eyes. To me, it's a little easier to read just black print and against white backdrop than dark backdrop and white print, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's probably the dark backdrop is probably better on the eyes, I'm assuming.
Dark mode, all the things.
Oh, you're a dark mode guy, Matt? All dark mode?
With the exception of email, yes. And I guess ebooks, so that kind of be like an email, but longer.
Pants. They're like shorts, but longer.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, so for me with like if you're reading text and the background's dark and the font is white, I feel like that messes with my vision, kind of like if you accidentally stare at a bright light. So
yeah,
having that the light background with the dark font for consistent reading is better for myself. So
okay.
But as far as like text messages or general UI, dark mode.
Dark mode. So you're not too sure about the it's a little bit changed up, like the toasts are look a little different. Everything looks slightly different, but the base, it's all pretty much the same though. What else, Matt?
California Craft Brewers Association has announced the 2021 Winter Conference. So for those that are CCBA members, have early bird prices for the event. It'll be happening from December 1st to 3rd. And it will be in person, in all caps.
In person.
And Sheraton Grand is the hotel that they usually recommend staying at because it's next to the convention center. But it looks like the conference will be actually in the Sheraton right now. I'm assuming that the convention center is not quite completed. They were doing renovations, but I didn't know renovations meant tearing the entire thing down and taking more than 2 years to rebuild it. So yeah.
So longer than it would take if it was, they just started with a dirt lot.
Mm. But, you know, I think Sacramento has the money to do things like that. So
they can do it all, man. They got that river going through there. They're just freaking wild and every day there in Sacramento.
That riverboat money.
All that riverboat money they got. All that gold rush money. They're still living off that fucking gold rush.
Yeah.
But
Sutter Fort rocking it.
Yeah. Sutter's Fort money.
Anybody in the beer industry, I recommend going to their conferences. They're very informational, and they usually try to set up fun activities like, you should go explore these bars, you should go explore these areas, and it puts you right in Midtown, so everything is super walkable, and
super stumbleable.
Dessert shops.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dessert shops.
7-Eleven's blasting classical music. It's all sorts of fun stuff.
This is real?
So to deter people loitering outside of the 7-Eleven, they'll play a very high volume of straight-up classical music.
Wow, I haven't heard of that tactic.
It works.
This is against for homeless or just teens, loitering teens.
Jane, Silent Bob, homeless, Karen's... Carol's.
I feel like Jay would.
I have to make, be careful
make that mental.
The brother's wife's a Karen, and she's not mean by any means.
Mm. Right.
So
she doesn't. I have never seen her ask to talk to the manager once. I don't know if Nick's seen that, but I have not seen that.
No, we want to do a plot where she becomes the manager of the store, and so now Karen is the manager.
Yeah, what happens when Karen's the manager?
Yeah. Then she could kill him with kindness.
But anyways, it's to deter anybody from really being there.
Just blasting classical.
You just kind of want to go in and get your buffalo wings, a day-old pizza, and, you know, smart waters and get out of there.
The busted ass Slurpee machine.
Bean.
There's like.
That's just the answer.
We went to 7-Eleven the other day to brought my dog in there. She's like, I want a Slurpee. She says slushy, but I'm like, I have to correct her every time. I'm like, there's a particular brand. It's called slushy. That's not what you want, a Slurpee. But that Slurpee machine is just so jacked every time. There's like two flavors working. There's just Slurpee everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's like eight different Slurpee flavors, but like two only two working.
Damn. No Coca-Cola Slurpee.
Oh, yeah. You can get that. But I want my kid having Coca-Cola Slurpee. She'll be up for 5 days.
Those of you
straight.
For those of you that like to watch YouTube series, there is KBD Productions TV, and it is a gentleman. I think he's primarily based out of Canada, but he will take any mission as far as like where to eat. And so like if he's traveling, he'll ask people places that he must try. Or if somebody just says, what if you ate all three meals at like a Jack in the Box or one of those gigantic truck stops or something like that. And he will take the time and effort to go in there, and whether it's from a budget constraint or just what's new, what's happening, or camp out in his car.
Camp out in your car for 3 days. See if you can do it.
Okay. So, I can do it.
If you like to vicariously live through people that review things, that's one of them. Like there was even I think he's found a pizza vending machine and a burger vending machine.
Wow.
So
that sounds bad. Both those don't sound right.
I love gold.
I heard somebody open a beer a little bit ago. Who has new beer?
Thank you, hearing things.
Oh, okay. I could have swore I heard it opening.
Maybe I opened an AleSmith Speedway Stout with Mostra coffee and coconut.
Oh. Variant.
Yeah.
Is it you've had this?
I've been to Whole Foods twice now, and I keep seeing that. What's the other AleSmith? That looks like it should be a stout, but it's not. I think it's a collab.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have not bought that yet. I keep looking.
All right. You're just like.
Also under with Alvarado.
Yeah. I had it. It's not that great.
No. Oh, yeah, it does look like a stout, but
yeah, not. You're right. Yeah, you're not missing anything. Don't worry about it.
this next headline is Mikey's worst nightmare.
Oh no.
His next family get together, somebody's gonna walk up with a 12-pack of this. And he's like, hey, Mikey, I heard you like hazy, juicy pale ales.
And I'll be like, yeah.
Are you scared yet?
Yeah, I'm scared. I already know. It's from 1999 or something.
So it's called Moon Haze.
Oh,
anyone want to guess the brewery that has entered the hazy chat?
Brewery. It's the Coors product.
Yep. Blue Moon.
Blue Moon
has entered the chat with Moon Haze.
That's
hazy,
gonna
juicy pale ale.
That's gonna rake too, which is what's sad about it. They're gonna make so much money from that.
So just look forward to Mikey's next time when you come over to his house. He goes, hey, yeah, you just want a beer. You don't care what it is, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you, Uncle Bob.
Here you go, kiddo.
There you go, kiddo.
You liked some craft beer.
Right in my lap. Oh. I won't be getting that. Won't be trying it. Only in that scenario that you've described, Matt, will I try that beer. I'm sure it's not great.
It's not great.
Anything else?
Not necessarily beer related.
Oh, All right. Well, we can take this.
We can tangent. We're expert tangenters.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we want to.
Oh, he's doubting himself now. Come on, man. I got the tangent button all ready to go. Don't deny the people. They want that tangent.
So sometimes Instagram will like be like, well, you sometimes need to know this random post of someone you don't follow. Yes. So I will spot check the Joe Rogan podcast, because sometimes you'll have interesting characters on there and topics. I'm not a worshiper of anybody or against anybody, but I saw a vague post from him where a couple of shows are canceled, and it was like the comments were split between like, oh, it's the hurricane area, and people are like, oh, he's probably got COVID. And it turned out today when he followed up on it, it was he did get COVID. And so for anybody that has followed him and his opinions on the whole situation, it's just interesting to now see his reaction from a different side of it. And yeah, I just think that's interesting media, in my opinion, just to see how people react or process things like that. So that was another part of my afternoon, is understanding that.
It's podcasting, so it's not that bad of a tangent. He's private. Joe Rogan's got all that $100 million on Spotify. But I just saw a thing about an article about that, how his like his reach, not only his own reach, but like the guests that come on his show now since he's gone to Spotify, is dramatically dropped. His reach is dramatically less. The bump that his guests get when they're on are dramatically less than it was before he went to Spotify. So,
wow.
I mean, he's got all that Spotify money, so who cares, I guess, in the end for him, but his show is dramatically less influential now that he's gone private to Spotify.
So, it's my only frustration with him being on Spotify is with his podcast, it's better from a visual standpoint, because they do reference things and it is cool to see the conversation visually. Well, they'll post clips of the episodes on YouTube, but not the full episodes anymore. On your mobile device, you could watch video, but if you have like a Roku or an Apple TV or anything with Spotify, it only plays the audio. So unless you like AirPlay or, you know, mobile cast your mobile device to your TV, it's not really possible to watch it. And I find that frustrating. Frustrating enough to where I do listen less. But I also found it interesting with Spotify leaning into podcast. They lost out on that name there. Credit me for
There's Smodcast. Kevin Smith has Smodcast.
There are now different podcasts that I do follow. They say that their memberships now include like a hidden Spotify playlist, whether it's the shows will have removed commercials or there'll be extensive catalogs that are turned on if you like sync the two, your membership with Spotify. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Because we use the service, for people that don't know, that we use Patreon. And if you subscribe to Patreon, there are additional things on there. But it's kind of like that. But the Spotify files would have been hosted on Spotify instead.
Yeah. Well, good for them. I keep going. No, we already did it. I will turn down a $100 million contract just so the keep Perfect Pour's reach. Just, I'm speaking for you guys too. I'm sure you guys wouldn't want that money. I'm sure you'd want to keep our reach as big as we can. So if the Spotify comes to us, says, hey, here's $100 million, keep it on Spotify. I'm gonna be like, nah, bro. I'm good with my good with my good with Patreon cash. But thanks.
Well, Mikey has spoken.
Yeah, just so you know.
Yeah, we get it. That's punk.
Yep, as punk as fuck.
Well, safe to say that we all have different opinions.
Whoa, what was that?
Agree to disagree.
Well, not agree to disagree.
I love gold!
It's time for my 5,000th. Man, I cannot say 5,000th. Checking on Untappd. And you have to go special on this. And Hops underscore Hound, I think, influenced this. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I was going to. I didn't have any new beers that were worthy of a 5,000th check-in. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the back of the Perfect Pour fridge in our aging area and see what see what I can accomplish. And I am drinking a Pliny the Elder. I know the Vinnies, they won't like this, but this is a Pliny the Elder that I've been saving back there for a special occasion. It is. Ooh. It was bottled in January 28th, 2015.
Wow.
This is a 2015 Pliny. Basically a 2014 Pliny. It's like the beginning of 20. I've opened it
That's a BF Pliny, by the way, before Fresno.
Oh, you're right. And look, you guys can see, Nick and Matt can see, I'm sorry, listener, but it is foaming over and it hasn't stopped yet. It is just, ooh, foam is just,
it's a gusher.
It's a gusher.
Pliny is technically unfiltered. Maybe there's a little bit of fermentation over 6 years, but
am I gonna
if it kind of has like a sparkling water or champagne-y like carbonation characteristic to it.
You're gonna die.
It's probably gonna taste like Martinelli's. There you go. That would be a good, if it has as much carbonation or flavor as a Martinelli's, that's probably what you're walking into right now.
Okay. Well, here we go. It looks pretty normal. Seems like there's stuff floating around in it that normally aren't, but that may be just my imagination.
It's pretty. Well, you had 5 years of cold crashing, 6 years of cold crashing on that beer, so.
So here we go.
Cold
transferring it. Got to take a picture for Untappd. It's got to be official. 5,000. There you go. I'm not getting any aroma. Like
zero.
Almost zero. Like I can tell there's something there, but it's really faint. It's got good head on it. It's got a pretty, I mean, I guess because it was gushing, but the head's pretty, like a finger width. What do they say? Finger. It's actually, yeah, it's old. I mean, I can taste that it's old, but it is not bad. It is dramatically better than like just some regular ass, you know, 5-month-old IPA. It's better than that.
5-year-old is better than 5-month-old.
A 5-year-old Pliny is better than some 5-6-month-old generic IPA. Wow. All right. Hopefully I'm okay tomorrow, but I feel fine right now. If I drop dead, tell the world that Pliny killed me. Yeah. Put it on my gravestone.
I think Vinny's starting to write you a very angry letter right now.
Sir, Vinny, I did keep it cold this whole time. It was in the back of the fridge, the coldest section of the fridge. It doesn't taste bad.
I feel bad for you because that's back when lids still had BPA. So all the BPA is probably absorbed into that lid into that beer.
What doesn't kill us? Blah blah blah. Let's see. I'm trying to see if the scanning will work on this. Oh, brings it up. Pliny the Elder, Russian River Brewing Company, Imperial Double IPA, 8%, 100 exactly IBUs. This will be my 5,000 check-in beer and my 66th time checking in a Pliny. I'm going to give it 5 stars. What do you think of that?
I think you're onto something.
All right, what do you think, badge-wise? Do you think it's gonna get crazy? Is this gonna be a big badge?
No, I think you're gonna get an offer for a place you don't care about for 5%.
Or merch. I'm gonna get a merch offer.
Yeah, merch.
I'm writing my little review here. Or
verified venue is going to pop up and it's going to be full circle.
Everyone's just going to have to deal with this. Verified venue. New verified venue.
Oh, 10% off beer packs at Total Wine.
Yay. Yay. That's totally going to get me to go out there. It's not.
It's not.
I got to put the bottle date here so that Russian River will see this and come to my
house. Solar static and cosmic distancing are the two there does not exist beers I'm enjoying this evening.
All right. All right. Sorry, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Are you though?
All right. Almost done.
Yeah, we know all your passwords now. Almost done. You have the sound on.
And here we go. Tap it home. And checking in. That's number 5,000. Let's see what happens. It's uploading the photo now. Guys, the suspense is insane right now. Terroir, it's crazy. Old Pliny.
Yeah. Old Pliny. Good old Pliny. How's old Pliny doing?
How's old Pliny? I was hearing some Pliny, the actual person, Pliny the Elder, although the person was that was talking about it was calling him Pliny. So I don't know if what the proper, he was pronouncing it Pliny the Elder. I was like, hey, buddy, it's Pliny. But I don't know, probably Pliny might be the proper way to say it. But he is the definitive historian on Mount Vesuvius, of the whole volcano instance. All right, we're at 80% of the photo loading, guys. We're still loading. I've got a very slow internet connection out here in the studio, so just got to bear with it. It's almost done. We're going to see what badge will I get for 5,000 untap check-ins. And what? Not seeing a badge come up. I didn't even get a fucking badge.
No badges. Dunzo.
Bitch.
Belch. We don't care.
They're like, I don't care.
You ain't.
What? Does this even register as 5,000? Yep. There it is. 5,000. Not one damn badge. What a joke. This is a stupid free app.
Never using that again.
Use this free app again. Nick, what do you got going on there?
Just some looking out fours this week. Stone is in the news again. Their 25th anniversary IPA is coming around. You haven't seen that yet. It's in a can this year.
Mm-hmm. You got to go to Total Wine for that. Your 10% discount.
It's exclusive. Triple IPA, 12-ounce, 6-pack cans. If you're interested.
Okay. Triple, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Six deuce triples. I don't know if weird guys say that. I just made it up. I'm calling 12-ounce 6-packs a 6-deuce from now.
All right. Have a nice, lovely evening with your 6-deuce.
That's right. Got 6-deuce under there. Get ripped.
Get ripped.
It is 12.5%.
That'll get you going.
Yeah. They don't say nothing about the hops. Where's my hops?
Come on, what's in the hops?
Do we still have that 16 bottle secretive. Old beer drawer?
I think so, yeah. We lemon, might have two.
Lemon verbena.
We got one at least.
So moving on from Stone Alone to Stone Plus Society West Coast Collaboration.
Nice. I saw that one.
You guys looking out for this?
Yes, I'm looking out for that. Society. We would have started seeing Society pop up in town.
Yeah.
Because they make, you know, they package now and they seem to make a decent amount. So I thought they would have worked their way up here, but they don't. So we still can't get Society up here.
Damn it. Unless it's cold transferred.
Right.
It's been a while since we've had a new brewery show up.
New brewery. Yeah, everything's sort of... It's quiet.
So quiet. And finally, Sierra Nevada, bless their heart, it is narwhal season.
Bless their little us heart. With
this year's latest edition already.
I saw that. What do you think that's about? Is that like a variant they're teasing? What are they teasing?
I don't know. It is very ominous. Ominous. Omnipotent. Brace yourselves for an encounter with something truly extraordinary.
Ooh.
I don't know. But I'm excited.
But you're here for it.
I got my narwhal pants on.
Narwhal. Get your buddy. Get a narwhal buddy. Mm-hmm. Prepare.
I'll be accepting applications for narwhal buddies for the 2021 season.
It's like taking somebody to the airport, being a narwhal buddy.
That's right.
Do you stay? It's like at the airport, taking somebody to the airport. Do you stay with them until they go through a check, TSA? Or do you just drop them off at the curb? And the same with the narwhal buddy. Do you like make sure they just get to the front of their house? Or do you stay and make sure they get in inside the house and lay down?
I'll do the last wave.
Yeah, like do you go all the way? Or do you just like let them, don't even check to see if they are able to get in their door? No. Just like drop them off on the sidewalk. They'll get inside. Honey, I don't think Nick can. You might want to wait. Nah, he's good.
It's weird if we wait. Let's just go.
It'll be weird. Then he'll get confused. He'll think like, what? And he'll come back in the car like, what? What's the matter? What's going on?
What's the matter?
Like, no, yeah. We're just waiting to see if you got inside. Okay. I'm a big boy. I can get in. Passes out on the sidewalk right there.
Oh my God. What a. Fall asleep inside if you hadn't come back for this conversation.
Maybe come back. I would have passed out right inside the door. Like, oh no, his feet are, he's inside, but his feet are blocking the door, honey. It's going to be like that all night. The skunks will come get inside the house.
Oh, that's bad. That's a bad day. No skunkies.
The Bumpus hounds will come through the door.
Wow.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh boy. Yeah, there's some bin cuts or bin cuts. Looking out forwards this week, please.
All right. I'll add an looking out for. You guys covered all the things I wanted to cover, so I'll just throw in one more looking out for. Carl Strauss has a new beer called Tangible. It's a fruited IPA, heavy citrus IPA made with Pacific Northwest sea hops.
Is that a tangerine?
I don't know. But looks like it might be all right. So look out for that to show up in the show at some point here. And I'm enjoying Mamplana.
6 year plenty.
6 year plenty.
You may have the oldest Pliny Six in existence right now.
Possible. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? We encourage your listeners to participate in the show. It's part of the Perfect Pour community. Helps we're big on community on this show, and part of that are our listeners calling in, getting on the show. You can do that. You don't have to do it through voice. You can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And send us an email to read, or you can record something on your phone and send it to that file, that email, and we'll play it. Or you can just call the old traditional voice line. We have a 24/7 voice line set up, voicemail line. Just goes to voicemail. You can get on there and get drunk and call it and go blah, 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 and we'll play it.
Translate.
we'll probably be able to translate. So let's start with the traditional voicemails this week. And our first one is from, what the flip? There we go.
Hey guys, I'm driving.
So it is Steve.
Hey guys, Florida Steve. Hey, wow. I am back from Boston. You guys didn't already
from
know
Boston.
By looking at my social medias or looking at on tap, I took a little family trip up to Boston, Massachusetts. And unfortunately, I didn't get to hit any of the breweries that are within city limits, like Trillium or Cambridge, or I know there's a couple that were in the downtown government sector of the city, only because I was with the wife and kids. And our priority was going to not one, but two Red Sox games at Fenway Park.
Oh, my God.
I gotta tell you,
the
beer selections at Fenway with that Lord Hobo 617 hazy pale ale, that beer was very drinkable, nice and sweet, like a hazy should.
No sweet.
It was definitely a pale, low on the ABV. I want to say it was around the low sixes, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah, that has to be. I'd have to look at my check-in to kind of give you the exact number. But then, of course, they had 16-ounce cans of Sam Adams Summer Ale, which I enjoyed a couple of those, too, at one of the games. And really, that was
it's not a bad
as
game
far
there.
As my beer adventures, other than maybe getting a local beer at a couple of the restaurants we went to. We went to one restaurant called Granary Tavern and they had a hazy IPA from a brewery in Manchester, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure, and the brewery escapes me. I can't remember. And then we went to the Bostonian Public House for lunch, and they had their own Bostonian light lager, which I enjoyed with lunch. I had two of those. And we actually went to a bottle shop near Fenway called the Fenway Bottle Shop, which was really cool. Unfortunately, I didn't buy anything because I had no way to get home because we were so packed. But that's all I got, guys. My time's up. Cheers. Have a good show. Bye.
Yeah.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers and bye. Cheers,
bye.
Cheers and bye.
Cheers, bye.
Thanks for the Steve. Sounds like you enjoyed your time in Boston, even though it really wasn't a beercation. And that happens when you're a family man.
In Boston.
And your bark is much worse than your bite. From Boston.
When you're sliding in the first.
Sure.
Yeah.
Perfect pour. It's Donnie in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and I mean beautiful. I got to make this as quick as I can.
Okay.
It might be too.
I got to get back to the beauty.
Apologize. Huge shout out to Aunt and Chef. I missed them when we were down at Disneyland a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. But they kept me in the loop. We were going to be in what time? Gosh. Just in case I could get away. But the wife politely reminded me that it was a family vacation and not a beer vacation.
Very politely and nicely.
Super nice of them to.
This is a family vacation, Donnie.
We did have a downtown Disney view. We stayed at the Grand Californian and we looked directly across at Ballast Point.
Nice.
And it was fantastic. I went over the first day, grabbed some beers. I would sit out on the evenings and just people watch and drink beer, and it was nice.
The weather
was
great. Those Ballast Point drunks.
The same thing Chef did. We got on the wait list at Oga's and was able to get in there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also had a beer with Drew Brees.
What?
How about that?
What?
We were at California Adventure. Well, okay. I had a beer while I was standing next to Drew Brees while we were both waiting for our kids to get off the Incredicoaster. So technically, he didn't realize we were having a beer.
No, he knew.
It was a get it.
Yeah.
You're having anyway, a get it with Drew Brees.
That's that.
He's a famous quarterback.
Small
brothers.
Towns, up and coming towns. How about Bellingham, Washington? Great. So Bellingham has about 100,000 people, roughly, and they got 17 breweries. It is a small college town. It's about 45 minutes north of where I live, so hour and a half north of Seattle. It's right on the Canadian border. And actually, when the border opens up, just on the other side of the border, you've got a couple towns have a pretty good beer scene, too. So there's plenty to drink up there. You talked about pairing breakfast with a beer. Well, guess what? Last month at Seahawks Stadium, they had breakfast and beer.
Yeah.
And basically, they had about 10 to 12, I think, different food vendors, and they paired different breakfasts with beer. So it was called Bacon, Eggs, and Kegs is what they called
bacon,
it.
Bacon, Eggs, and Kegs.
Yeah.
Also, real quick, like, tap rooms. You were a few episodes ago, you were talking about awesome tap rooms. Well, Nick liked a hardware store or a coffee shop. Guess what? Five Rights in Marysville is in an old hardware store from 1923. All original. It's a pretty cool place. And next door is the coffee bar, and they're connected. My time is almost up. I'll call back with the rest. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
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 See, they exist. They exist, Nick.
I need to go to the Northwest. I must go to the Northwest.
There you go. Analog, baby.
Analog.
Analog. Analog. Why is this doing this? Oh, my gosh. So many problems.
Perfect ports, Donnie. Again.
Donnie.
In the beautiful Pacific Northwest.
Still?
A second part of that, the last phone call, the tap room. So Five Rights is in the old Cars Hardware building. Built in 1923. It's an historic building in Marysville. It's takes up half of the building. It's got the original hardwood floors. It, on one of the walls, it still has all the built-ins that they used to store all the nuts and bolts and stuff. They have the old Cars Hardware sign that was on top of the building on the side of the wall. And it's such a big building, they put a partial temporary wall in between, and on the other side is Wonder Coffee Bar and Eatery. So they are open for coffee in the mornings with breakfast, and then they are open in the afternoons and evenings, the same hours as the brewery, to have appetizers and stuff. So there you go, Nick. Come visit me.
Nice.
Anyways, this call basically is for one reason and one reason only. Can you guys smell that? Scratch and sniff real quick. Can you smell that? I am currently picking up fresh hops over in beautiful Yakima.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at Lowe's Farms. I'm picking up fresh Centennial hops.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hustling back over to Five Rights. They got the mash ready. We're going to dump it in, and they are making a fresh hop beer with Centennial. So that's what I am doing at the moment. It's about a three-hour drive from Marysville.
Yikes.
So it was a good drive over. It'll be a good drive back. I listened to the podcast on the way over this morning. All is good, though. It's a cool operation how they got the stuff set up, and that's what I'm doing right now. It smells great. I'm just going to put it that way. So anyways, guys, as always, keep up the great work. Thank you for everything you guys do, and we really appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone else. And have a great Get It, Colin and Janine, this week down in California.
Woo!
Ants told me about it, but the wife and I are going to be in Vegas, and I know she won't let me rent a car and drive over from Vegas for the day. I would.
Why not?
That's what I would do.
Gosh.
Anyways, guys, thanks for everything. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Pacific Northwest.
Thanks, honey, for checking in. Telling what's going on and stuff and the stuffs. And that's all our traditional voicemails this week. Let's see what we got over on the email side of things. Your state at the California, Grant, the Californian there, Nick?
What?
Grand Californian there in Disneyland?
Your state there? Using your words over there?
Kind of.
No, we've never been that lucky. It's pricey.
It's a little pricey. We did it once before child.
And
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the. I didn't get the cool room overlooking downtown Disney. But the monorail goes through the middle of the hotel, and yes. I got monorail view. So you look out your window, and the monorail goes through. So you just watch the monorail go through. It's pretty cool. I would advise it. It's based on the Aulani and Yosemite, the famous Aulani Hotel in Yosemite. We stayed there once too, so. We've stayed at the original and the California.
Did you believe it?
Did I believe it?
Yeah. Did you believe it was really based on the one?
Yeah. The lobby, or not lobby, but that center part of the Grand Californian, it's got that a little bit of that Hawaii vibe. Okay. And there's a bar in there. There's a bar in the Grand Californian. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Similar to that little, the actual Awani has a little bar right there next to the lobby. It's pretty cool. It has some good beer in there. They have a Mammoth Brewing in there in the Awani. Oh. I don't think they had Tioga.
Not too far from them, huh?
Well, that's a as a crow flies situation. As a crow flies, Mammoth Brewing is super close, but driving reality is not. I think Fresno is still closer. Tioga might still be closer drive wise than Mammoth is.
Wow.
To Yosemite. Because you got to drive all the way through Yosemite and on the other side and then go south. Mm. And it's the whole thing. And listeners are loving this. I am just lighting it up. This episode. This old Pliny is just bringing me back, man. All right, we're
simpler times when all we had to do is make fun of Mr. Beer Kits.
Yeah. Let's bring back those days. Anyway, all right, still voicemailing.
Guys, can you hear me?
Who is this?
I would say I'm driving, but I just pulled into my driveway, so I can't do the I'm driving.
Long time no hear.
At least he's honest.
But no, I'm still in the car. Engine's still running. Radio's still on. But I know I haven't left a voicemail in a long, long time. But I do read those email newsletters that you send out every week. And I have a comment to make on this most recent one.
Oh, boy.
About beer temperature, even though you didn't really, like, go into all kinds of detail. But you had a thing about beer temperature, right? Like, beer tastes better at a certain temperature. Okay, let me give you my little rant about beer temperature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First off, if you are serving beer at the temperature where all the flavors and aromas are just optimized, that's a very fleeting moment. It's going to heat up past that, and it's going to lose its carbonation, and it's going to get warm really fast. Mm. Really fast.
Real fast.
So the benefits of serving beer at an icy cold temperature are this. One thing, if you're chugging it, you don't want to serve it icy cold. But if you're chugging it, you're not going to get all the flavors and aromas. You're obviously in a hurry to get drunk or something.
Chug.
And it doesn't matter what temperature you serve it at. Doesn't matter. But the reason why you want to serve beer at an icy cold temperature is this. One thing. That first sip is not going to give you all of the amazing flavors, aromas, and characters that you're going to get as it warms up. That's true. But that first sip, it is so refreshing. I'm sorry. Cold beverages are refreshing, especially if you're born and raised in California like me. It's just the way it is. I love that icy cold first sip. And as time goes on, since you're not in a hurry and you're not chugging it, all the other flavors and aromas will come out. And since you started at an icy cold temperature, when you get to that last sip, it's not warm and flat. It's a little bit, you know, it's getting close to room temperature, but it's not warm and flat. It doesn't taste like you're drinking urine. Because that's gross, trust me. Anyway, that's my little rant of why you should serve your beer icy cold. Unless you're in a freaking hurry, then who cares what temperature it is? If you just want to chug,
in a hurry,
it doesn't matter. Serve whatever temperature you want. But I like my beer starting out icy cold. That way I get to experience in all of its phases.
Wow.
And look, I'm running close to the end of this 3 minutes. We got like 15 seconds left. Hope I don't run out of time. Oh, looks like the clock's ticking. Well, anyway, love you guys. Keep up the great work. Not driving.
Daddy B is back. We were worried about him, but he came back.
Yeah. Time to go.
Matt, do you have any issue with his temperature take?
Everybody's entitled to their opinions.
Man, would you not agree? Would you prefer your beer to start off very cold? Would you prefer that style, or would you want it to be not super cold?
Your average refrigerator is at 36 degrees, so.
That doesn't answer my question, sir.
Do with that what you will.
You'll take whatever the refrigerator gives. Whatever the fridge giveth, you taketh away. If the fridge is running 48, you're like, cool. 36, fine. 52, great.
Still cold.
But I like the premise of, Scotty B's getting all the flavors. If you're going to sit there and enjoy the beer and take your time with it, and it starts off ice cold, then you're going to get all the range, the full range of the beer. Case, Scotty B. He was referencing drinkingandthinking.substack.com, and I put in a video there of a British story on flavors and glassware and stuff. And it turns out curved glassware, it's the way to be.
What are they, homies? Chew Your Beer here with a quick little promotional announcement. Chew Your Beer will be at the Ants and Robins Get It over in Fontana with Colin and Janine. I will be making my appearance from 10 a.m. till like 3 p.m. I'll be making some a couple of ribs for everybody to enjoy. We'll be drinking some good beers, homie. And reason why I got to go so early is because I have to take my father to Torrance. He's going to go see my uncle. My uncle's here from Mexico visiting, so I promised my dad I would take him. So hopefully, my plan is not to get too drunk. I'll sip a couple beers. I will bring some beers to share and so people can enjoy. But I'll be there about 5 hours, so give or take. But my barbecue will be there. So Colin and Janine and their friends will be there. Our hosts, Ants and Robin, myself, Evil Circle, and people will be coming in and out. Hopefully you guys make it out there, man. It'll be pretty cool to share a couple beers with you and a couple rib racks. Other than that, just a quick little PAC or whatever they call it, PCA, promotional service announcement. Chew Your Beer. I will be having signed autographs. Also, there'll be a kissing booth. Oh. There's also a place where you can take pictures. We'll be using hashtag Chew Your Beer, hashtag I Got Chew. But other than that, homie, I'm just kidding. I can't wait to meet everybody, man. It will be a good opportunity for pictures for the next year's calendar. And that's it, homes. Yeah. It's going to be hot. So for you that are making it out there, 93 degrees is the temperature that is supposed to be. Hopefully we have a lot of cast Perfect. Over, but, you know, dress accordingly. That's about it, homes. This is Chew Your Beer. Y ahí te guacho at the Fontana Get It with Robin and Nance. This is Chew Your Beer. Till then, homies. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Oh, Chew Your Beer. An appearance from Chew Your Beer, the Ants, the Fontana Gym. Saturday, if you're in the Fontana area, Southern California, there is a Get It happening all day at the Ants. Get in touch. You can stop by. Say, I'd like to get it. Code word Get It. Also, I chewed it or something. I'm a chew. Whatever chew's hashtag is. I chewed it up. Thanks everyone for. Oh, wait. Was that it? Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I'm all out of voicemails.
Yes. Next year's bumper.
And yeah, get some pictures in for the calendar next year. Call an engineer, going to do it for us. They've been doing it every year. So I got to, it's September now. I get to turn the page of my Perfect Pour calendar.
Oh, yeah.
See what's up. See what's behind it. I don't know what September is like.
Yeah.
By the way, congrats to Nick on September as, is this the beginning of stout season? September? Stout season begun?
sir, we've talked about this.
No, it's the season.
So Labor Day weekend, the 3-day weekend,
yeah,
is the break from stout season.
So this weekend is the break?
This is the break. So you don't drink any stouts for 3 days.
No stouts on Labor Day weekend, guys.
On Tuesday the 7th, you begin drinking stouts through the end of the year 2021 and 2022.
Yeah.
Keep drinking stouts until September, Labor Day.
This day next year.
Then you take 3 days, you take a break.
Okay. So stout season. So it's
this
just
weekend.
There's no a stout season that's just super, super, super long.
Yeah, I mean,
South season is 362 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's too bad. I was looking forward to having stouts this Labor Day weekend, but well, I guess I can't do it.
I'm sorry, you can't.
Damn it. No.
Find a nice, juicy pail.
Juicy.
Maybe a brown ale is okay. Maybe a porter.
You can do
Oh, okay. I could do porters and browns this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
No stouts.
No stouts. No, don't do it. Nobody can drink stouts this weekend. You hear that?
You You're a perfect cleanse.
Borlister. You gotta do a little stout.
Prepare yourself.
Reset your palate. Reset your stout. Yeah, I gotta get prepared. You're getting shape for Norwal season.
You're getting shape.
You gotta do burpees. Do burpees for Norwal season. Uh-huh. Jumping jacks.
Make it through pumpkin season first.
The great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. You know, watch out.
Great pumpkin spice.
A great pumpkin, man. I hope I've got a nice enough pumpkin patch this year for the great pumpkin to show up in.
Yeah.
I think Linus should just have a like a keg in the pumpkin patch. Then the great pumpkin show the hell up there. He's like, I'm not showing up to your party, bro. You don't have any booze.
Yeah.
I heard a beer open.
I love gold.
Matt, you have a new beer?
Yes. Donated by Wazoo. It's in Spider City Brewing Company Peak to Peak Pale Ale.
That's Spider City.
Hoppy, malty, and flavorful. Brewed in Bend, Oregon. For reference, their labels are full gloss. That's all I'll say.
Full gloss. They went full gloss. You want to go full gloss? Let's go full gloss. Oh, we did cover your Ben Caught Drinkins according to Untappd last week, Matt. I don't know that if you listened or not, but we did get your that week's Ben Caught's in. So what happened this week though?
I haven't been checking in things lately. So, I have to go off of memory, which is not the best. But there's been fresh Lancelot on draft at Spokeasy. I made sure to have a couple of those. The Beochwood popped up on draft at Spokeasy, so there was a haze. I've had multiples of those.
Haze.
An evening at Stone's happened, which usually means a couple of General Shermans. So just a bunch of repeats, some other Tioga beers that I've taken home. There was a hen house. They had the, what is it? Paul's the Walrus. Is that the, the one?
Turns out Paul is the Walrus.
Yep. That 4-pack went down way too easy. Yeah. Lots of 4-packs, lots of repeats.
So many 4-packs.
The wings were not very spread over this past 2 weeks, if you will.
Mm-hmm. The Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Follow that young gentleman, and you will see check-ins like that. Nick, who is the Walrus?
John.
John's the Walrus?
John's the Walrus. It was Paul saying Paul Walrus is Paul is a distraction.
Oh. Well, what is the walrus? What is that?
Drugs.
About? Oh, drugs. It's just about drugs.
It's about drugs.
It's about drugs. Drug reference. John was a bigger drug guy than Paul?
Oh, God, no. They were all drugs.
It was all the drugs.
They were all on the drugs. We are all on drugs. That's what the Weezer song
is. The Weezer song is about the Beatles.
About the Beatles being on drugs.
We are on drugs, yeah. Give me some of that stuff.
Nick. Some of Weezer's best songs are about drugs.
Hey, I got my...
It's fine. The Nick 80.
Yes. So Paul died in 66, and they found a fake Paul to replace
him. Yeah, fake Paul. I'm just a fake Paul. Oh. A fake Paul that can play and sound and sing just like the real Paul.
Uh-huh. So it only lasted 2 more years. They couldn't hide it anymore. I believe this weekend I had a Happier Days from Claremont Craft Ales, an Imperial Red Ale that was really good.
Okay.
Had you a Happy so. Pilsner from Green Cheek. That was also very nice.
Ah.
Wires and Strings from Bike Dog Brewing Company.
Had it.
Accidental hazy purchase.
You're like, no way, this is hazy. Wires and Strings, bro.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hazy.
Yep. Turns out hazy.
Yep. And El Segundo's S Pipe.
Not hash. That's West Coast pipe. S Pipe. Well, good. Sounds like you enjoyed yourself.
It was a nice weekend. All barbecued. Right. No, not barbecue. Seafood.
I barbecued past weekend. The tri-tip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tri-tip.
No dogs? No danger dogs?
Nope. I did a little left on, a little. I should have took it off a couple minutes earlier.
Yeah.
I did, you know, I was looking for medium to, I was looking for medium. I kind of did a medium well. So,
oops.
Yeah. Oops. What are you going to do?
Oopsie daisy.
I was wanting to get about a 130 temp in there, and it was about 115 when I checked down. I was like, oh, we got a little ways to go. And then when I came back to it, all of a sudden it went over that 130. I was like, ah, shit, waited too long. I feel like
your barbecue,
the Traeger.
Yeah, you smoked it.
Well, yeah, Traeger just smokes everything, smokes it all, smokes all your shit.
Yeah,
he's that asshole. The Traeger's that asshole that shows up at your party and smokes all your shit. Yeah. The guy just showed up at our party, smoked everything, drank all our beers, and left. And brought these hazy blue moon hazies. Put it in the ice chest.
Left those and took the
all the good shit. Oh, man. People do that. There's people out there that do that shit. They'll bring nothing or bring some shit beer that they never drink. And then they see your good beer and like, oh, fuck, I'm drinking this beer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm drinking this.
Son of a bitch. Oh, well, I had my 5,000th checked in beer, and it was Pliny the Elder from Russian River. It was made in 2015, back when we were innocent children, didn't know any better. What the world was going to be like.
Still don't know any better. We're just old.
Yeah. That was when Obama. That was an Obama, Pliny.
No Obama?
It was Obama. Obama. A Dust Bowl, a new one to me, Mango Milkshake IPA.
Oh, mango, huh?
Yeah. No, the mango. A Riley's Brewing Company Hammered Double IPA that had that Hammered had that kind of little bit of a viral vibe to it when it first came out back in the day. And this is a new batch of it, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Revision Brewing Company, Unrelenting Matsley. Maui-itsly. I don't know. It's a double IPA from Revision. It's fine. 10th anniversary IPA from Smog City. Smog City, 10 years. Cheers to Smog City. They're kind of on the same timeline as the Perfect Pour.
Hey.
We're like been around along the same time as Smog City.
Oh, shit. Is this a 10-year anniversary?
It feels like it. I may be wrong about that. It might be our 9th, but I feel like it's our 10th this year. Isn't it? Is it like around this time?
I think it's 12. November 15.
Are we 12 years in? How many years?
No, we started 2012, I believe.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, so that's our 9. Put that, Janine, Colin, put that in the calendar. Now, what was that date again, Nick?
November 15th.
November 15th is the Perfect Pour's birthday, so get that on the calendar. Born date. Like Matt, I had the Hen House's The Walrus is Paul.
Dang, you guys.
And I was trying to be cute. I save a cam for you, Nick, if you want it.
Yeah.
Because it's got, you know, because Hen House is about, you know, the roosters. And that's sort of
the. Not the walrus.
Yeah. Walrus. So it's like four roosters walking across Abbey Road.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Bills fan, you'll want to have it.
Bills.
Big Bills fan. Crow and Wolf Stargazer New England IPA. That's a pretty good beer. I had that. Belching Beaver Deftones Ceremony. I think that's a new one. Hazy.
I see that label, and for some reason, I think crematory.
Yeah.
I don't know why my brain goes there.
Ah, dude.
I was like, that's morbid.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on with Nick, guys. Let's keep an eye on him. Mm-hmm. That Cosmic Distancing was the one I was referencing earlier from There Does Not Exist. That is a really good beer. Sometimes you get that flash of like, there's nothing better than that, like that afternoon in a tap room, first beer of the day. Kind of vibe nice. You get from a taste, okay. And I got that vibe from it. So,
it's your vibe.
That's my vibe. All right, that's enough of that. Dorktown on Untap. That's me, the Nick 80 and Bearded Brewer 87, and that's enough of that shit.
Enough of that.
We continue to drink beer, and we. Bring the everyone tables and trays in position.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers, 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 cheers.
Cheers. Who's got some cheers? Matt, do you have any cheers to share for us? Reverse.
Sure.
All right, let's hear them.
Cheers out to Zach.
Oh.
I feel totally
not,
terrible.
Not Steven, but Zach.
No.
Not Gail, not Steven, Zach.
Just a gentleman that mentioned that he listens to the show.
All right.
Saw him this evening at the Spokeasies. Very kind guy.
But wait, Matt, was it like this? Yeah, I listen to your show. Or was it, I listen to your show.
It was like, pleasure to meet you. I recognize your voice from the podcast. I listen. I was like, oh, thanks. You know, generally, thanks for listening to that, you know. So he was happened to be hanging out with
feels positive, Jake
from State Farm.
Jake? State Farm? Oh, it must they're probably Jake's influence. I got
this thing. From Condominium Brewing.
Condominium Brewing. When's that? What, I'm glad you mentioned that. What's going on with Condominium Brewing there? What are they doing? What are they up to? They know how to brew some beer there.
Jake's back at the condominium, but the other guys have moved on.
Whatever.
So he still has the parties, but there's no brewing.
All right. Wow, that's unfortunate.
So yeah,
they know how to brew some beer.
So yeah, I got to see both of them. Cheers out to Stormy and Tony Bags. They had a tap takeover in town. I missed them, but at least I got to try some freshies. And then also cheers out to, this is a slight tangent one, but Nicole Alvarez. She's celebrating 19 years on air at KROQ. That's a milestone
K-Rock.
For anyone.
Los Angeles' KROQ.
Radio career. And if you want to get controversial, she's technically a last standing.
Last standing DJ at KROQ. K-Rock.
It's like they probably had the same people for the last 15 years, and within the last 5 years, it seems like every time you open social media, somebody would just depart or was asked to leave. So,
gosh, it would have been, I'm trying to think, it would have been 30-ish years since I've lived down there. So, I don't think she was DJing in there when I was listening.
Speaking of myself saying 19 years she's been on air, should answer your question.
Yeah. Well, math is hard, Matt. I don't know. When I try to math, it's hard.
Art is hard.
Yeah. Art is not hard. Math is hard.
I was referencing.
Everything's art. Math is art. Art's easy. Everything, you can look at anything. If you want to make it art, you can make it art. And you're like, that's art. Look at that. That's art. That's art. So
that's right.
Technically, so Matt,
get that art pack of crayons, and I'm fucking Picasso.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's art. You could put a crayon on a tile on the 7-Eleven floor and position it, and then take a picture, and you say, that's fucking art.
It's art. It's fart.
But math, that's hard.
I don't expect you guys to know that song, so I won't bore you.
It sounds good, though. I'm enjoying it.
Band is Cursive. Song is called Art is Hard.
I know Cursive.
And the way that it's beer related is North Park Brewing are big fans, and sometimes they have beers that are also named Cursive songs. Art is
Hard. Do you think that's what that... Do you think they're Cursive fans?
Well, I was there. So, like...
You were there when they named it? No, I've seen Cursive.
I saw Cursive in it. Fresno.
Yeah, me too. Had it.
Can let just
no. Wait, yeah, hey.
Zip it.
I saw Cursive in Fresno. Not even 2 weeks later, I went down to San Diego for a beer festival. I was at North Park, and I was talking to the bartender, super nice lady. I think her name was Kira, and she's gone on to do other things. And,
gone on to so many other things.
Interacted with them on the indie beer show and all that sort of stuff. But at the time, she was working at North Park. Super awesome. And I was like, art is hard. Sounds like an amazing beer. And she's like, yes. And it's an amazing song from an amazing band. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
We both had that oh my God moment.
You both and don't she curse said how him.
The owner really likes the band. And I was like, hey, I just saw them not even 2 weeks ago. It was a good show. And you know, a couple months later, when the pandemic hit, that beer actually popped up in Fresno, and I made sure to buy as much of it as I possibly could. Yeah. It was the whole thing.
All right. Now we know. Good to know. North Park, fans of Cursive. No, Bells, I have to give a shout out to Bells. Bells got me into Cursive, so. Bells knew about Cursive before I did. Damn it.
I'm into Block Print.
Cool.
Ariel.
Good. Just name some fonts right now.
Times New Roman.
Times New Roman. It's cool. Any more cheers, not Matt?
Comic Sans. Comic Sans is the worst.
No, Comic Sans is out. It's been out for a while.
Even though he doesn't listen to the show, cheers out to the nephew. We're gonna go.
That's good. You don't want him stay out
watching a metal show.
So. Dude, stay out. Metal. What's the metal it's show?
Anthrax. Megadeth, Lamb of God.
Megadeth, Lamb of God. Trillium.
Hatebreed.
The Crest Theater, Fresno, California. Sunday. Oh, the
Crest. That means I wouldn't have to drive anywhere.
If it was at the Crest Sunday Metal, $15 hazy blue moons.
Yeah,
all day long. Yeah.
I'll have two and a rolled hot dog.
Fried rolled hot dogs all day long.
Where is this metal show at, Matt? I'm sorry. Where is it at? I want to go. We're going to see the metal. Matt, come back to the microphone, please.
Metal.
Matt, could you come back to the microphone, please, Matt? Matt, to the microphone, please.
The brother could answer this, too. He's also going.
Oh, come on, Nick.
I was not asked the question.
Oh. Come on, Nick. Let's go. You're the older brother. You're supposed to be responsible.
No, I'm done being responsible. I'm driving.
I'm that's done.
That's
oh, bah, 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 wah. Is that Shoreline?
No. Name all the venues.
Right. Let's begin naming California venues, starting with the Arco Arena.
No.
Where's that one?
Sacramento. Okay. I think it's torn down now, probably.
Bye.
Harrah's at South Lake Tahoe.
No.
They're on fire.
No.
Can't go there.
Nope. Fire.
Evacuate.
Sammy Hagar, not going to be there.
Hagar, evacuate.
They've evacuated Sammy Hagar. South Lake Tahoe, evacuate Sammy Hagar so everyone get the fuck out of here. Like, holy, all the South Lake residents are like, holy shit, they fucking evacuated Sammy Hagar. We got to get the fuck out of here. This is serious.
Yeah,
this is real serious. Fire. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Mr. Big's limo pulled
up. Everyone get out of the way. Sammy's trying to get out. Is it going to be a field in Reedley?
Ooh, Reedley Field. Old air base.
Yeah. Fireball. Yeah. On the river and Fireball. Oh, hey, yeah. At the Fireball Fairgrounds right on the river.
Free free mosquitoes with every purchase.
Mosquito repellent, $20 a can.
Oh, damn.
They'd make a fucking killing.
$3 beers, but $20 mosquito.
Yeah, repellent. Dollar beers, $30 mosquito repellent.
How come your beer's so cheap at this venue? Oh, we clean up on mosquitoes.
We'll see. That's okay. I can take it.
You'll be sorry.
Guys, just like mosquito bites on top of mosquito bites on top of mosquito bites. I'm fine. I don't have any blood. It doesn't matter. My blood alcohol content is zero because I have no blood.
Got some drunk fucking mosquitoes.
Yeah, you better go fucking pull over these mosquitoes. They're drunk as fuck. All right. I don't know where we're at. Wait, have you, you're good with cheers, Nick, or you have some more cheers?
Cheers to Donnie. I'm not saying others don't listen, but you know, when he drops references from previous shows in his voicemail, it's kind of a nice reminder that we do this for the fans, and when they listen and participate because of our antics, it's a really cool thing.
This is so cheers for that. This is why we keep going. I mean,
yeah.
Just in case you haven't guessed it yet, we're not rich. No, there's Spotify isn't offering us
Spotify money.
Yeah, so
we got to find
Spotify is offering us huge contracts. There's only one reason we're here. It's just a perfect port community. So there's no real
far other from reason. Rich, far from rich, and far from handsome.
There you go. We're still here.
Move, then.
We're doing it. We're having get it's and having fun. There's a big get it Saturday night and tonight, Friday night, the virtual get it every Friday night. Perfect Pour listeners get together on Zoom, hang out and drink beers. If you want to be a part of it, there's links in the show notes. All the links you need are in the show notes. So look at them at either on perfectpourpod.com or in your podcast player. All the links you need referenced are there. They're always there. Count on that. That's the only thing you can count on. Show links.
Yeah.
Cheers to our golden gods. The golden gods. They give us money every month, and they get to have extra bonus content. Every week they hear all the extra stuff that you, the freebie listener, does not hear. Maybe this week, not so great, but other weeks, pretty cool. So, cheers to all our golden gods, always, man. And cheers to everyone that shares the show.
Sometimes maybe shit.
Yes. Everyone that shares the show, we really appreciate it. It's the only way we can get more listeners is you talking about the show in whatever form of talking that is, whether it's actual verbal communication with another person in a tap room somewhere or on your own social media. So thank you guys for doing that for us.
Thank you.
It's appreciated. This has been episode 423 of The Perfect Pour. Hope you appreciate that. It's a lot of episodes. I mean, it's not 5,000 check-ins on a tap, but it's a lot of episodes. No badges for the 5,000th check-in.
No badges.
You believe that shit?
That crap. Zero. Not even a participant.
That crap. Participatory ribbon or trophy. Nothing.
Nothing.
They're like untapped, but just saying, I don't give a fuck. You did 5,000 check-ins. Not.
Try harder.
Not one fuck. Yeah. Here's a badge. Try harder.
Try harder.
Here's your badge.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Have a great week. Be safe.
Don't you dare tell me to check my dates, bro.
Dude, I'm going to tell you. I know it's America. I know people don't like being told what to do. But I'm going to tell it to you right now. Check your dates.
If they're brown, flip them upside down.
Oh, they're bright. No, they're clear. Flip them upside deer. Flip them near. They're clear. Flip them near. They're brown. That's flip them down.
You don't care what clear they if they ain't clear.
Steer clear. They're clear. Wait. No. Yeah. Browns are clear. Drink a deer. If your browns are clear, don't go near.
Wow.